الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Then continuing with أصول السنة of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله with the explanation of Sheikh Rabi' حفظه الله, we have reached the section of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. The Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, all of them are عدول, all of them are trustworthy, and they are all praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all guaranteed paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, as Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah mentions, the verse in the Qur'an, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارُ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. The Sabiqoonal Awwaloon, the first and foremost amongst the Muslims, from the Muhajirun and the Ansar, the migrants and the Ansar, the helpers of Medina, Allah is pleased with them and them pleased with him. And the Messenger ﷺ said, إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِ فَمْسِكُوا, when my companions are mentioned, then withhold. Yani withhold from speaking against them. And likewise, the verse that we have already mentioned from last week in Surah Al-Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. Referring to the Ansar رضي الله عنهم, those who loved the migrants who came towards them, they shared what Allah has provided them with, and even though they had a need for that. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They would make themselves themselves difficult, they will still share that which Allah has given them. Even they had little and it's hard for them, they would still prefer their brother over themselves. They would still prefer their brother over themselves. SubhanAllah. And before that, the Muhajirun, those who strove the utmost to go from Makkah to Medina, the likes of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the likes of the other Khalifas, Umar ibn Khattab and Uthman ibn Affan and Ali radiallahu anhu, and the rest of the Ashram Bashirina bil Jannah, the likes of Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf, the migrants, they are also considered to be they are considered to be better than the Ansar, because they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them and raised them to be early Muslims, the Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. In this chapter also we mentioned in the last lesson the Khulafa al-Rashideen, that they are the best of all of the companions, and then the Ashram Bashirina, the rest of the 10 promised paradise. And then we mentioned, as Imam Ahmad rahimullah mentioned in this section, about the Sahabi, who is a Sahabi. And Ibn Hajar rahimullah, he mentions that the Sahabi is the one who he met the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he believed in him, he met him and he died upon Iman. And he died upon Iman. And the proof he used is the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, Toba liman ra'ani wa amana bi, glad tidings. And Toba is a tree in paradise. And this is something good, bushra, some glad tidings for that person who saw me. But some of the companions were blind. It means who met me. Those who met me, they believed in me and they died upon that. Toba liman ra'ani wa amana bi. So this is a bushra for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And also the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا, he didn't say إِلَّا فُلَان وَإِلَّا فُلَان وَإِلَّا فُلَان. He left it general for all of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, showing you that the Sahaba are udhul, that they are trustworthy in what they narrate. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the superiority of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the striving that they did. They were rijal, they were men. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They were men who were not occupied with tijara, with business, over the dhikr of Allah, over the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the remembrance of Allah came, they were foremost in applying that. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا بِمَا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach bir, righteousness, until you give charity of what you love. And one of the, when Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, when he heard this verse, he said to Ya Rasulullah, I the best thing I love is this garden I have. This garden. The best thing I have and the best thing I love is this garden. And from the dunya. And I give it all for Allah's sake. I give it all for Allah's sake. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرْ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مَا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach righteousness until you give charity with that which you love. And we live in this dunya and we spend a lot of things for our children, for ourselves, house, car, dunya after dunya. The more and more we spend. But what about for Allah Azza wa Jal? What about for the Akhirah? What about our time and our effort? The Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu were foremost in this. They were foremost in giving charity. They were foremost in being righteous. They were the sabiqoon, al-awwaloon. They were the ones, yusari'una fil khayrat. They would rush to do good deeds. The Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. They would rush for that because they saw the hereafter. And even some of the battles, subhanAllah, they would smell the fragrance of paradise behind the mountain. And they would rush for martyrdom. Not like the suicide bombings, we're not talking about that. But in a legitimate battle, they would rush for that. Yani, for spending with themselves and their lives and their wealth. Yani, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As opposed to, yani, those who use this dunya for their own, as a place of their own dwelling. And we know that this is not the place of qarar, this is a place of mamar. This dunya is a place of passing by, but not qarar, not a place of dwelling. And the place of qarar, وَأَنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ, that is the akhirah, the hereafter. And we mentioned also in the last lesson that Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah, he mentioned a beautiful benefit, and that is in the hadith where Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu and Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, when they both differed. Khalid bin Walid said, it's only a few days you have come before us. And Abdurrahman bin Auf, yani there's no difference. Abdurrahman bin Auf is from the Sabiqun al-Awwalun. And Khalid bin Walid, from the later Sahaba who became Muslim after Uhud. Because you remember in Uhud, he fought against the Muslims. Afterwards he became Muslim. So to say it's only a few days you have come before us, this is a great statement to make. And Rasulullah SAW, because of this, he said, لا تسبوا أصحابي فلو أن أحدكم تصدق بأحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفة. If one of you were to give charity the size of Uhud in gold, you would not reach a mud of one of them, nor half of that. And the mud is a measure when you put your two palms together, that is the measure. And half of that is the... And Shaykh Rabi made a good fa'idah, wallah. He said, if this is a mud, or half of a mud you don't reach, Sahaba gave more than a mud. Yani if half a mud is like Uhud in gold, what about more than that? And Sahaba did more than that. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu giving the whole of his garden, big land, all of it for sabilillah. Not just a mud. So how far are the Sahaba in front of us? How far are the Sahaba? Not like some of the Ikhwan Muslimin who say nowadays, "Hum rijal wa nahnu rijal." They are men. They were men, and we are men. They make themselves as if they are like the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, and they will put banners. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. This is for Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. It's not for you and me, unless you fulfill the way of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Naam, if you are on the way of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. First and foremost, enjoin good. What is the greatest good? At-tawheed. And what is the greatest, the most dangerous of all evil? Is ash-shirk billah azza wa jal. Ash-shirk billah. Wa tu'minuna billah. And you believe in Allah. You have the correct belief, the correct aqeedah. Because there are some people, as Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah mentions that verse, there are some people who worship Allah upon an edge. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. They worship Allah upon an edge. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرًا. If any good comes to him, he's content. اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. He's happy. But if an evil afflicts him, انقلبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. If some evil comes to him, affliction comes to him, hardship comes to him, he falls on his face. He wasn't firm. Sheikh Rabi'a Abdullah says, he wasn't firm upon this aqidah and manhaj. He swayed. Money came to him. He took the money and went. Ihya Turath come to him with money. Bismillah. Took the money. Let's go with that way. And what do they say to you? Without conditions? No. With conditions. Take the money and speak with our tongue. Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, one time in a lecture, he said to him, why, ya Sheikh, you didn't go to this jami'a, this university, in order to give lecture? They called you. He said, because they want me to speak with how they want me to speak, not how I want to speak. That's why I didn't go. That's why I didn't go. And nowadays, nas'Allah salama, as Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi says, that mal, wealth, money, the word mal in the Arabic language means to deviate, to sway. Mala yamilu maylan. Mala yamilu maylan. To sway. So because of money, you sell out. Just like the Christians, they sold out. Who changed the book? فَوَيْلُ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابِ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. They will buy, يعني purchase with it a little gain. لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. So woe to them what their hands have written or have brought forward, and woe to them what they earn because of mal, because of wealth, searching for the dunya, not for the akhirah. And this is why it's not easy to be firm. It's easy to sin, and it's easy to fall into yani fitna. Wallahi, what is this life? This life is fitna indeed. Ala fil fitnati saqatu. In the fitna they fell. When the fitna came to them, when the trial came to them, they fell. Sahaba radiallahu anhu were rijal. They were not occupied by tijara, wala bay'un an dhikri Allah, because they knew the dhikr of Allah is the best. They knew the dhikr of Allah is the best, and that is the akbar. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. They knew that. They knew the highest. The dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, this blessed aqidah and manhaj, this blessed belief and methodology. And so therefore, they were the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, and they were the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised. But not only them, but those who follow them upon righteousness. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Who are they? They are the ulama. Al-ulama in every time and generation. وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاء. They are the inheritors of the prophets. إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاء لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دَرْهَمًا. They don't leave behind dinars nor dirham. They don't leave behind money. وَلَكِنْ وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. They leave behind knowledge. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهَا أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. So whoever gains a great treasure. The ulama, they are the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني has mentioned that they are the people of tawheed. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ. Allah testifies to His oneness. The angels testify to His oneness. And the ulama testify to His oneness. And Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, mentioned in the tafsir of this verse that if there had been any other category of people better than the ulama, Allah would have mentioned them in this verse. After the angels, Allah would have mentioned them. But who did Allah mention? He mentioned the ulama. Who are the ulama? The ulama are known as ulama by other ulama, not by the juhala. Because if you live in the West, for example, it's like you live under an umbrella. You can't see what's outside it. But when you travel to the Muslim lands, you will see the ulama. The ulama are not here. The ulama, when you travel and you see what they have left behind, ilm, knowledge. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ عَلَى رَأْسِ الْقَرْنِ. Allah will send at the head of every century. مَنْ يُجَدِّدُ الْأُمَّةُ أُمُورَ دِينِهَا. Those who revive the deen as a whole. Hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, and it's sahih. This hadith clearly shows us who the ulama are. They're the ones who revive the deen as a whole. You see, you get this Takfiri, Ikhwani, Hizb al-Tahriri. They don't revive the deen as a whole. What do? They only concentrate on one aspect of the deen, and they get it wrong. Even that aspect, they get it wrong. So, for example, the Takfiriyun, they ask, on the aspect of Takfir, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, they can argue a lot on this matter, but they get it wrong. But what you ask him about Tahara, La Adri. About Salah, Sallu Kama Ra'aytumun Salli, Ma Ya'rif. He doesn't know. You ask when he goes for Hajj, many bid'ah. Type, where's the Hukm of Allah? Day and night, you're saying Hukmullah, Hukmullah. Afa Hukmul Jahiliyyah Yabghoon. You always mention these verses. Do they want the Hukm of Jahiliyyah? And you are upon Hukm of Jahiliyyah. Because you don't know how to worship Allah, because you haven't established Hukm of Allah in your Salah, Siyam, Zakah, Hajj, because you didn't go back to the books of the Salaf. You didn't go back to Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Sahaba. You didn't go back to that. You went back to Hawa, desires. You went back to Qila wa Qal, Kathratul Diya' al-Waqt, Kathratul Kalam. Just much speech without any substance, without any going back to Dalil, the proof. Nasallahu salama. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how were they? Did they go around with suicide bomb? Did they go around, put the bomb around there? Did Rasulullah do that? In Mecca he was tortured, insulted, mocked. In Taif he was tortured. They threw stones at him and they mocked him. And Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, Was there a day greater for you than Uhud? And Uhud, he was hit until he bled, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was hit until his incisor tooth was broken, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum would strive to cover the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to strive to cover him. One of the companions, I think it was Abu Talha, he put his hand up and they cut his hand. One of the mushrikun, they cut his hand until he became paralyzed on that side. And the other Sahaba were helping him. And they strove to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even then, he forbade the killing of women and children. Not like the Khawarij. To them, kill anyone and everyone, doesn't matter. Fight until the last drop of blood. This is what they say. This is not the way of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is not the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will not kill women and children in a legitimate battle, let alone in a place where there's no harb, where there's no war, in a place where there is da'wah for them, for the people, in a place where the people, you call them to Islam, is better for you than the red she camel. As the Prophet said to Ali radiallahu anhu, لَأَنْ يَهَدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ نِعَمٍ. If Allah were to guide through you one man, is better for you than the red she camel. Allah blessed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the best of the people. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah, and this is the section that we go up to. Qala, and Imam Ahmad before that, he said, لَهُ مِنَ الصُّحْبَةِ عَلَى قَدْرِ مَا صَحِبَهُ وَكَانَتْ سَابِقَتَهُ مَعَهُ. He's referring to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because he said, the Sahabi, even if it's 1 hour, he will be companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1 hour, he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because some of the companions traveled before they became Sahaba. They traveled to meet Rasulullah. Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he traveled to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he heard about a prophet is going to come between the place where the date palm trees are. So he traveled, and that place is Medina. He traveled to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he saw the signs, he became a Muslim. And Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, the same. When he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just by seeing the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew that this face is not the face of a liar or face of somebody lying, and he became a Muslim. And Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu, he became a Muslim, from being a Jew to becoming a Muslim. And many of them, they became Muslim just by meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Rasulullah was humble. When they would see yani come upon him, they didn't even know who he was, because he was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, humble, no special dress, no distinguished dress. But they saw him, they didn't know who he was. They would ask, who is the messenger of Allah? And they would point to him, or they would say, he is. They didn't know who he was. So subhanallah, he was humble. He came as a Abdullah, as a slave of Allah, as a worshipper of Allah. He didn't come as a politician. He didn't come to be a leader, to be a statesman, as these political activists like to occupy the people with. He didn't come for that. He came to be a worshipper of Allah. And this is why many of these misguided groups, you don't find them being worshippers of Allah. When you look at his face, you don't see sunnah. When you look at his dress, it's not libasul taqwa, because his trousers is below his ankle. And you try and justify it. Try to justify that which is opposing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why justify it, ya akhi? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فأدنى صحابي, Sheikh Rabi says, لا يلحقه أفضل تابعي. The best of the tabi'i, of the successor after the sahaba, he will never be better than the lowest of the least companion, meaning the one maybe who only met Rasulullah for 1 hour. He will never be like that. And that is why when the political activists, they criticize Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, when they criticize him and they speak ill of him, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who wrote hadith for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scribe of Rasulullah, the one who is called Khal al-Mu'mineen, the uncle of the believers, because his sister Habiba, she married Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, as Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he said, I think it was Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, but anyway, it was said, Abdullah Mubarak, he said, how can we speak about somebody when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the salah, he's saying Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, and Muawiyah behind him is saying Rabbana wa lakal hamd, meaning he prayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how can we speak against this great sahabi radiallahu anhu? But yet we find the political activists, they speak ill of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and they speak ill of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they speak ill of Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu. Because of what? Because of politics, because of siyasa. They criticize these great companions, the likes of Sayyid Qutb, criticizing these Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They said, and Sayyid Qutb says that Abdurrahman ibn Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, they use deception and cheating and lying. This is what we say for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they have these traits, lies, deception and cheating the ummah. These are the words he used for these great companions. And he used for Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said the khilafah is Abu Bakr and Umar and Ali. He missed out Uthman radiallahu anhu. The khilafah is Abu Bakr, Umar and Ali. And what is between Umar and Ali radiallahu anhum, what is between them is only a gap, he says. Thulma is only a gap, because the khilafah of Uthman came to him at an old age and he didn't have the ruh of Islam. This for Uthman radiallahu anhu. Even the angels are shy in the presence of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Shaheed, he was a martyr. He was killed by the Khawarij radiallahu anhu. And before him, Umar was also a martyr. He was killed by Abu Lu'lu' al-Du'ali, the Majusi. And after Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali was killed radiallahu anhu by the Khawarij. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by the Salah of the Khawarij and their Siyam and their Qira'at al-Quran and their so-called image. They look like they are pious, like they are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are kilabun nar, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hum kilabun nar, kilabun nar, kilabun nar. They are the dogs of the hellfire. They are the dogs of the hellfire. They are the dogs of the hellfire. Why? Because they call Muslim kuffar. They call Muslims kuffar. They call Muslims disbelievers because of major sin. Because of an aspect of aqeedah. Look how aqeedah is important, ya ikhwan. Aqeedah, which many of these Ash'ari Sufis say you can learn in 10 minutes. That your aqeedah you can learn in 10 minutes because it's corrupt. But the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah, la. The aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, You have to spend time to learn your aqidah, a lifetime. Just ikhlas. You need a whole lifetime for ikhlas. Just ikhlas. Let alone the other aspects of the deen of Allah. Let alone the other six pillars of iman. Just ikhlas. You need right up till when you die. Because Allah says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until death reaches you. So if you're not upon ikhlas, and you die, and death reaches you, and you're not upon ikhlas, you lost. Lost everything. They are the losers. إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. They lost everything. Because they were not upon ikhlas. This aqidah of tawheed. Worshipping Allah alone. And they say you can learn it in 10 minutes. It's lifetime. To make your heart sincere. To clean your heart. To worship Allah alone. Not for the people. لا سمع ولا رياء. Nor for being mentioned. Nor for showing off. Sallallahu salama. وَلَوْ جَاءَ بِكُلِّ الْأَعْمَالِ وَأَنْوَاعِ الْخَيْرِ. Even if the tabi'i brings all good and all wealth, he can never reach the way of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Never. Because if you were to give charity the size of Uhud in gold, you'd not reach mud of any of them, or not even half of that. And he said that to Khaym Walid radiallahu anhu. Even though Khaym Walid is a Sahabi. So how about us? How about us? لا يلحق الصحابي في هذا الفضل. He will never be able to reach the manzila of the Sahabi رضي الله عنه. لأنه إذا كان الصحابي لو أنفق أحدا مثل أحد ذهبا لو أنفق أحدنا مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغنا مد أحدهم ولا نصيفة. We will not reach even a mud of one of them, not even half of that. فمهما اجتهدنا, so no matter how much we strive في الأعمال, in actions, لا نلحقهم, we will not reach them. إذا أنفق مدا فكيف إذا بذل ماله. How about if he gave his wealth? من الصحابة من كان ينفق ماله. From the companions, they used to give charity. ومنهم من ينفق شطر ماله. And some of them will give some of their charity, some of the money that they had. Umar ibn al-Khattab brought half of his wealth to give for sadaqah, only to find out that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh gave all of it. Naam. From the companions, man yujahizu jayshan, who prepared armies, ka'uthman radiallahu anhu. ومنهم فبذلوا أموالهم. They gave their money في سبيل الله, in the path of Allah. وهذا يعني لو قدم تمرة أو قدم نصف مد أو قدم ما قدم لا يلحق مهما أنفق. So even if you were to give, what, even if the Sahabi gave, and we know they did more than that, a date or even half a date, you will not even reach Uhud in gold. How about what they have put forward? More than that. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. In Surah Al-Ma'idah 54. That is the fadl of Allah. He gives it to whomsoever he wills. As in the other verse, يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah gives that اختصاص. He chooses those who will get that rahmah and that fadl. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينُ. Allah raised them. They are the best people in the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنهم أفضل الناس بعد الأنبياء, after the prophets. وما عرفت البشرية بعد الأنبياء مثلهم. Mankind has not known people like them. في كل تاريخها, in all time. ما عرفت مثلهم إيمانا, in terms of their إيمان, in their faith. ويقينا, in terms of their certainty, in terms of their إخلاص and their jihad. وبذلا وتضحية, and they're striving and they're sacrificing. فَفَتَحَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْقُلُوبِ. So Allah opened the people's hearts. وَفَتَحَ بِهِمُ الشُّعُوبِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened nations for them. وَاسْتَنَارَتِ الْأُمَّةُ بِمَا بَلَغُوهُ. And the ummah was illuminated with great light with what they have put forward and brought forward عليه الصلاة والسلام عن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام from the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم وبجهادهم في نصرة هذا الدين and in striving in giving victory to this deen فيستحقون منا كل إجلال وكل احترام so they are deserving from us that we honor them and we love them and we honor them and give them respect والله من أجلهم نوالي والله من أجلهم نوالي by Allah due to them we have love and due to them we have hate and enmity ومن أجلهم نعادي ومن هنا من تقدير أهل السنة لهم قالوا من انتقص صحابيا واحدا فهو زنديق and this is why the Ahl al-Sunnah said whoever insults one sahabi then he is a heretic he is a zandiq intiqasan faqat this is only to speak ill of him only not a sab not reviling not ta'an cursing and takfir and saying that they became kuffar وَمَنْ انْتَقَسَ صَحَابِيًّا فَهُوَ رَافِضِي and whoever speaks ill of a sahabi he is a rafidhi khabith an evil rafidhi extreme sect of amongst the Shia هذا يا إخواننا حق وحماية وحماية أعراض أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم this is حق this is truth and this is in defense of the Sahaba of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف وقد رضي الله عنهم how when Allah subhanahu how can it not be so when Allah is pleased with them كيف وقد وعدهم بالجنة how is it not so when Allah promised them paradise كيف وقد زكاهم how is it not so when Allah has purified them or made them يعني gave them tazkiyah honored them and mentioned them in a good light وأنزلهم هذه المنزلة العظيمة and gave them this great level this great status عرفها وعرفها الصحابة بعضهم لبعض and the Sahaba knew it amongst each other وعرفها التابعون and the successors after them the تابعون knew that and knew the منزل of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم and Sheikh Abdul Muhsin حفظه الله Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad حفظه الله and the teachers in Masjid al-Nabawi he says and a beautiful benefit he says look at the منزل of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As رضي الله عنه he went to Habasha after leaving Makkah because of the torture of Makkah and the companions being tortured you know like Bilal radiallahu anh being tortured because he says La ilaha illallah and Khabbab ibn Arat radiallahu anh being tortured and some of them they will be dragged in horseback or يعني, behind a riding beast dragged across Makkah with their skins being scraped against the ground radiallahu anh radiallahu anhum And some of them, their own mother will be killed in front of them. Sumayya radiallahu anha. Their own mother. And they were not even ordered to fight back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them, Kuffa aydiyakum wa aqimu salah. Withhold your hand. Imagine your own mother being killed in front of your own eyes. And you don't fight back. So hard. Not that easy. Not that easy. But this is the deen of Allah azza wa jal. This is the sunnah of Allah. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا The sunnah of Allah, you will not find a change. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا You will not find a change in the sunnah of Allah. In the time of weakness, and the Sahaba, they were Sahaba, not like us, they had correct aqidah. Many Muslims now, where's the correct aqidah? إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ Except a few, fi'ah, qalila. But we are hasty. Rasulullah said to Khabbab, what did he say? When he complained to him about their affairs in Makkah, what did he say? وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ But you are people who are hasty. The Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. How about us? Because they wanted help. They wanted Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to make dua for them. That's all they asked. Khabbab said, ask Allah. That's all he asked. Ask Allah to remove this harm and this affliction from us. But yet, even then, Rasulullah said to them, you are hasty. How about us? We complain so much. We have become very complacent people in this time. Wallahi, very complacent. In this time with the Muslims, unfortunately, look at their ahal. hal of shirk and bid'ah and khurafa and superstitions is widespread amongst the Muslim ummah, and yet we call for victory, and yet we call for khilafah. Akhi, establish it upon the da'wah, upon the people first. The Muslims are in turmoil in their aqeedah. The Muslims go to the graves and they ask the people in the graves. Go to Asia and go to Africa, you see turmoil. The Sufis are playing games with the deen of Allah, with the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. The people are giving them ibadah instead of Allah Azza wa Jal. The people going to them and they are given, telling them, we know the unseen, the ilm al-ghayb. Allah says, لَا يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one knows the unseen but Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. And with him is the key for the unseen. No one knows it but Allah. No one knows it but him. So they give these tawaghit, as Ibn al-Qayyim calls them, that the leaders of the innovators are tawaghit. They are the false deities. They are the false deities. These misguided groups, they like to call the rulers tawaghit. The heads of them, they are the tawaghit. Because they've gone past the boundaries of Allah, the limits of Allah. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. Such are the limits of Allah. Don't go beyond it. Don't trespass them. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. In another verse, don't go beyond that limit of Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah. You know how to deal with the rulers? Quran and Sunnah tells you how. You think Allah told you everything and he left this out? Rasulullah told us even how to go to the toilet. Na'am. And he's going to leave out how to deal with the rulers and how to deal with the, in the aspect of jihad. Do you think Rasulullah didn't tell us? Rasulullah told us, and he said to us, in the affairs of jihad, you don't kill women and children and innocent people. And before you go for jihad, you call them to Islam. This is offensive. You call them to Islam. And the second stage is what? If they don't accept, they pay the jizya. And only after that is jihad. But you did not even do the first two stages. And you wanted to go straight to kill them. And you have, mashallah, in your website, يعني, beheadings. Takfiri website beheadings like this, Mas'ari and those others. Beheadings on the website. As if that they are, mashallah, they are men. They have opposed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaqi, call this man to Islam. What you kill him for? Call him to Islam. Allah were to guide through you. One man is better for you than a red she camel. It's better for you than that. They didn't call him to Islam. They just want to kill him. And this is the way of the barbarians. These are the terrorists. No doubt. No doubt. We don't expect much from the kuffar. We complain a lot. The kuffar. What do you expect from the kuffar? وَلَمْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. They will never be happy with you until you follow their way. So what do you expect? The kuffar tortured Rasulullah in his time. The kuffar nowadays, they are plotting and planning. Na'am. But what is the solution? The solution is you go back to your deen. حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. What is the deen? Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna hafidhahullah says, deen of tabligh, deen of ikhwan, deen of qutubiyyah and sururiyyah. La wallah. The deen of sahaba radiallahu anhum. إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَةِ وَتَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِأَدْنَابِ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمْ الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا لَنْ يَنْزِعَهُ عَنْكُمْ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. Hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, which is sahih. If you deal with agriculture and you hold on to the cow's tails, you prefer dunya over akhirah, and you leave off jihad fi sabilillah. All the time there is jihad by saif? No. Rasulullah sometimes fought with the sword, and sometimes he fought with the tongue, with the da'wah, with the word, spreading the Islam. And he had peace treaties, and Allah called those peace treaties fath. Inna fatahna laka fatha mubina. Not every time he was fighting. But these khawarij and these takfiriyun, every time they like to make you believe that there is fighting in every single lahza. And this is not true. Jihad until yawm al-qiyamah, sahih. But there are times, just like Allah said, kutiba alaykum al-siyam. When? In Ramadan. Not in Sha'ban. And likewise, kutiba alaykum al-qital. When? When you have the ability, even in defensive jihad, when you have the ability to repel the enemy, If you don't have the ability, you don't fight. So going back to the fahm of Sahaba is very important, ya ikhwan. Very important. Know that the takfiriyun and the khawarij and the ikhwan muslimun and jama'at al-tabliq, all of these jama'at, hadith Hudayfa, fa'tazil tilka al-firaq, kullaha, jami'aha, leave all of these groups. Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith where? In Bukhari. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ جَمَاعَةٌ وَلَا إِمَامٌ. If there's no jama'ah, وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ جَمَاعَةٌ وَلَا إِمَامٌ. If there's no jama'ah, no imam. You are not in a Muslim country. There's no imam, Muslim leader over you. You're in turmoil amongst all these 72 groups. Which one do we go? Leave all of them. One by one. فَاَعْتَزِلْ تِلْكَ الْفِرَقْ جَمِيعِهَا. All of them. Because all of them are ahzab. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ مَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. All, each hizb rejoices what it has. Follow me, I'm right. Follow me, I'm right. This is what they say. Each one. Not this is the dalil. Allah said, Rasulullah said, Sahaba said, no. Follow me, I have my own manifesto. Jama'at Tabligh have 6 points. This is our manifesto, Bismillah. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, Jazakallah khairan ala hirsak, for your striving. May Allah reward you for your striving. But if you were to follow the hadith of Jibreel, it's better for you. What is the hadith Jibreel? The 6 pillars of Iman, teach that to the people. The 5 pillars of Islam, teach that to the people. Shaykh Alban rahimahullah said to the Tablighi, who says, we have Iman, we have Iman, we have Iman. Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah said, where is Allah then? He says, I don't know. He says, where is the Iman then? He says, you don't know? He says, I may give you an answer that you don't like. He says, A'udhu bi Allahu Akbar. You are giving, you are, it's not me you're pleasing. It's Allah Azza wa Jal. So what happened to the Iman? What happened to the Iman? The correct belief. He said to him, where is Allah? And this is the su'al al-ja'a, su'al Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where is Allah? And we revive that su'al. Because Rasulullah says, we asked it to the Jariyah. And it is a su'al, it is a question, and the answer is that Allah is above the arsh. This is aqeedah, that we believe Allah is above the arsh. Because aqeedah is what? We believe tawheed rububiyyah, maintaining Allah's oneness in His lordship. Tawheed al-uluhiyyah, maintaining Allah's oneness in His worship. And tawheed al-asma'u sifat, and maintaining Allah's oneness by believing and affirming His beautiful names and attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rose above the arsh. Ar-Rahman al-arsh istawa. This is not aqidah. Ilayhi yas'adu al-kalimu. Ilayhi yas'adu al-kalimu al-tayyib wal-amalu al-salih yarfa'uh. To Him rises the good speech and the good action. Make it rise even more. Make it rise even more. Naam. So he said to him, where is Allah? He didn't know the answer. And in the end he said, ya jama'ah, you have to learn your deen. Faqid shay la yu'tih. What you don't have, you can't give. I'm not talking, he said. Then another one said, I know the answer. He said to him, what is the answer? He said, Allah is above the arsh. He says, mashallah, ahsant. Good answer. And what is the meaning of stawa? He said that He rose above the arsh. He said, good answer. But did you get this from the jama'ah? Or did you get this outside the jama'ah? He said, outside the jama'ah. He said, you see? You got it outside the jama'ah. You did not study this from the jama'ah tabligh itself. You studied it outside. Because the ones from Arabia, they use Riyadh al-Salihin. And they studied in school Tawheed. But the ones in Asia, they use tabligh al-Nisab, which has shirk inside. So, yani, look, jama'ah, they don't concentrate on. They say, come to pray. Sheikh Muhammad bin Laden said, okay, I teach them how to pray. He was advising some of them how to pray. They said to him, no, don't do this. We only say how, we just tell the people to pray, bas. But what about the hadith? Sheikh Albani says, rahimullah, what about the hadith? A man prays, he gets 1/10 of it. 1/9, 1/8, 1/7, 1/6, 1/5. Yani, he doesn't get the whole reward. He gets only a fraction of it. Why? Because he doesn't know how to pray properly. When he goes out in the salah, Allahu Akbar, salamu alaykum to Allah, after 2 minutes. Yani, no rukun of itminan. Just quick. Before, he maybe Fatiha in one breath. And some of them are like that. Alhamdulillah, I mean. In Ramadan, you can see it. You go to some of these Hanafi masjids. Wallahi, Fatiha. Fatiha in one breath. What happened to the hadith in Sahih Muslim? Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, where the Messenger said that Allah said, "Qasamtu الصلاة بيني وبين عبد نصفين فإذا قال العبد الحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله حمدني عبدي وإذا قال العبد مالك يوم الدين الرحمن الرحيم قال الله أثنى علي عبدي وإذا قال العبد مالك يوم الدين قال الله مجدني عبدي وإذا قال العبد إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين قال الله هذا بيني وبين عبدي وإذا قال العبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The دعاء, the three verses for الدعاء. قال الله هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. What happened to that hadith? سلامة الله. شيخ ربيع حفظ الله says, عرفها التابعون وعرفها علماء الأمة السابقون عرفوا هذا المنزلة أو هذه المنزلة ويبقى الغثاء والجهل والضلاء والضلال والزنادق يعادون هؤلاء. And yet, even though the ulama knew the rights of the Sahaba, the Tabi'un, the Tabi Tabi'in, and the Tabi and those who came after them, and the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, and all of them showing you the fadl of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then what do you find? You find the ghutha, the real ghutha, the real scum. The real scum, wallah, are those. And the ignorant, misguided heretics having enmity towards the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. ولهذا, he says, علامة النفاق بغض الأنصار. The sign of nifaq is hating the Ansar. نعم. That is علامة النفاق, the sign of hypocrisy. وعلامة الإيمان حب الأنصار. For how about for the مهاجرون who are better than the أنصار? He says, what a beautiful فائدة. كيف إذا بدأ البغض والعداوة بأبي بكر? How about if the بغض was, or the hatred was before Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, الصديق, the best of the صحابة رضي الله عنه, and عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, and عثمان ابن عفان رضي الله عنه, and علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه, and their brothers from the Sahaba, from the best of the Sahaba, يعني أتباع ابن سبأ اليهودي عندهم أفضل من أبي بكر. ابن سبأ, the Jew, is considered to the Rafida better than Abu Bakr. وعمر, ما شاء الله, ما شاء الله. And even there's some of the scholars, they mention that even the Majusi who killed Umar, they have their own grave for him. Abu Lu'lu al-Du'ali. They go to his grave. They say this is where he's buried. And they praise him. And they raise him. Why? Because he killed Umar radiallahu anhu. And they have so much izzah, honor, honoring the grave of Abu Lu'lu al-Du'ali. If it's him, it's not him. Allahu a'lam. But this is how they have turned the tables. And Shaykh Rabbi Hafidullah says, look, even in Iraq nowadays. In Iraq, when some of the, yani one day, when the graves or the shrines of some of the leaders were destroyed, what did they end up doing? In return, destroying the masajid. So to them, the shrines are better than the mosques of Allah. The shrines are better than the masajid of Allah, according to them. وكلهم خرجوا من مدرسة ابن سبأ. الروافد والخوارج ثاروا على عثمان. وبعدها خرج منهم الروافد والخوارج فهم تلاميذ ابن سبأ جميعا فعلى مذهبهم قبحهم الله. يكون ابن سبأ أخرج أناسا ما شاء الله مؤمنين. Muhammad ma akhraja ahadan illa thalatha. So according to them, Ibn Saba is the one who brought out many Muslims, but Prophet ﷺ, he only guided three, because they say only Ahl Bayt, and to them Ahl Bayt is only three or four or ten, according to what they say. And Shaykh Ubaid adds, I don't know which riwayah is authentic out of the three, even though we say all of it is da'if, all of it is mawdu', fabricated. But look, even they differ about how many is it considered to be Ahl Bayt. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the da'wah that he did, only 10 people became Muslim. Only 10 people became Muslim. Just read you some lines of poetry before we go, inshallah. Look, this is from Sulaim al-Wasul. وَبَعْدَهُ الْخَلِيفَةُ الشَّفِيقُ نِعْمَ نَقِيبُ الْأُمَّةِ الصَّدِّيقُ ذَاكَ رَفِيقُ الْمُصْطَفَى فِي الْغَارِ شيخ المهاجرين والأنصار وهو الذي بنفسه تولى جهاد من عن الهدى تولى ثانيه في الفضل بلا ارتياب الصادع الناطق بالصواب أعني به الشهم أعني به الشهم أبا حفص عمر من ظاهر الدين القويم نصر الصارم المنكي على الكفار وموسع الفتوحة في الأمصار ثالثهم عثمان ذو النورين ذو الحلم والحياء أو الحياء بغير مين بحر العلوم جامع القرآن منه استحت ملائك الرحمن بايع عنه سيد الأكوان بكفه في بيعة الرضوان والرابع ابن عم خير الرسل أعني الإمام الحق ذا القدر العلي مبيد كل خارجي مارقي وكل خب رافضي فاسقي من كان للرسول في مكاني هارون من موسى بلا نكران لا في نبوة فقد قدمت ما يكفي لمن من سوء ظن سلما فالستة المكملون العشرة وسائر الصحب الكرام البارة وأهل بيت المصطفى الأطهار وأهل بيت المصطفى الأطهار وتابعوه السادة الأخيار فكلهم في محكم القرآن أثنى عليهم خالق الأكوان في الفتح والحديد يعني سورة الفتح وسورة الحديد والقتال يعني سورة محمد أو البراءة الشيخ عبيد حفظ رسيس وغيرها بأكمل الخصال كذلك في التوراة والإنجيل صفاتهم معلومة التفصيل وذكرهم في سنة المختار قد سار سير الشمس في الأقطار ثم السكوت واجب عما جرى بينهم من فعل ما قد قدر فكلهم مجتهد مثاب وخطأهم يغفره الوهاب. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to make us of those who love the companions radiallahu anhum and follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their way, the Sahaba, the best people ever to be after the prophets. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri khalqina Muhammad wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah bil alamin. And tomorrow after Fajr inshallah we will start the next section, and hopefully we will just continue now with the Usul al-Sunnah after Fajr so we can finish inshallah. Yeah. Don't forget to pray your duha.